Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I'm going to read from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. First out of the book of Joshua, and this is Joshua writing, inspired by God. Joshua had been appointed by God, selected by God to replace Moses when he passed from the scene. And he has now come in and led the Israelite nation into the Promised Land and settled that land. And he's now near the end of his life. And he writes this in verse 14. So fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worship. Serve the Lord alone. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods, small g, your ancestors served, or the gods, again, small g, in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And then in the Gospel of Luke, beginning at chapter 2, you've heard this passage before recently. It's an Easter passage. And they, the ladies, found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. They were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. And the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." So, how'd you like the NCAA Division I Final Four men's basketball championship game? How many of you picked those four teams in this year's Final Four? I didn't get to see many of the games this year. Certainly not all of them, but the ones I did see were great. I also love the women's finals. And of course, the special moment for me, which takes place after the game every year, after all the analysis by experts and officially closes out college basketball for the season and puts the perfect period on what we call March Madness, is the playing of the classic theme song, One Shining Moment, with video highlights and lows shown throughout the tournament. The words, the music, the images of plays and players woven together in those few minutes points us to far more than just the trophy one college basketball team holds high and puts in their trophy case each year, emblematic of the best in college basketball. It also causes us to pause and remember those things in life worth striving for. In those shining moments when we have a chance to reach for the stars, to become all we were created by God to be, and to help others to do the same. And it reminds us, in the midst of the ups and the downs in our journey of life, through life, of what's really important, that we should be shooting for those shining moments of opportunity in our lives, where it is all on the line, where we are using all the gifts, all the abilities and resources God has given us to have an impact in the world around us. Following the God we serve, the God of the empty tomb, we remembered as we celebrated Easter less than 2 weeks ago, the God who is over all, the God who will use those shining moments in our lives in ways only he can to weave together relationships in the lives of his children for our good, for the good of others, and ultimately all for his glory. Last night's game was the 36th year that the song One Shining Moment closed out March Madness. It would have been the 37th in a row, except the tournament was not held in 2022. Due to the onset of the coronavirus pandemic in 2019. The song was written by Dave Barrett. There's a great piece done by James Brown. If you just look on your website at CBS, One Shining Moment, you'll find the background that James goes through in the interviews he conducts to tell about the song. But that song, written by Dave Barrett, was introduced to CBS by a friend of Dave's, and CBS loved it and scheduled it to be played at the conclusion of Super Bowl 21 on January 25, 1987. However, post-game interviews ran long, and the song never made it on the air after the game. Dave Barrett was, of course, disappointed, until CBS also broadcasting the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament that year, a few months later, decided to use it at the conclusion of that year's 1987 Final Four championship game. Well, the Final Four that year was in New Orleans at the Superdome. A dear friend, then living in New Orleans, and former University of Florida place kicker Brian Clark, who taught Nathan how to kick, invited Nathan, then a high school senior, and me to attend the Final Four with him. It was our first Final Four ever. So father and son. The teams in the Final Four that year were Indiana, who beat Syracuse in the championship game on Monday night on a Keith Smart jumper from the corner, and the UNLV Running Rebels and the Providence College Friars with a senior leader and point guard by the name of Billy Donovan. Only God could have laid out the course that would cross Billy's life and mine years later from that first encounter, leading to years spent growing in Christ and fellowship together. Prayer and devotional times before games, weekly Bible studies, and prayer over families and other matters, and the doors which God would open and call us to walk through in his life and mine. And also leading to this devotional study each Tuesday morning, which Billy asked me to start over 11 years ago. And today is the 589th consecutive devotional we've shared each Tuesday morning. They are now also recorded on the Impact for Living website to enjoy. God's always doing something. God's always connecting his children and providing and using shining moments in their lives that he creates in their lives and our lives for our good and for the good of others and all for his glory, which also always gives us the opportunity to step up and to step out like Joshua did and make clear to the world every day whom we serve. We serve the Lord who loves us. And even more, it's important in these days to be aware of that, to lean into him and to trust that even though he didn't cause them, God will walk with us through all the difficulties that we all will have in our lives, while also ultimately using them for our good and the good of others, all to his glory. By the way, another participant in that 1987 Final Four was Don Rutledge, my high school basketball coach. And to this day, he is still on the calls every Tuesday morning that we have done. During Holy Week, we're reminded of the love of God for us, a love that climbed up on the cross, was laid in a borrowed tomb, and rose back to life for you and for me and for all the world. My friends, that love of the God of Easter, the love of Christ, walks with every mom and dad trying to make ends meet with their families in today's economy. He walks with every person who stands in the gap for us as first responders, in the armed services, while empowering medical personnel and pastors and others who treat the sick and comfort the struggling. And as difficulties and tragedies hit near and far around the world, around our nation, he empowers the efforts of all of us, sacrificing, giving, and doing whatever is needed to help those in need. All around us, close and beyond, those sacrificial efforts are part of the shining moments of eternal opportunities that God provides, calling us to reach out for our best, to touch and lift the lives of others, and to do so more and more, all to the glory of God. Choose this day whom you will serve, Joshua says, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serving, not for a trophy or money or for stuff, not for praise or power or position or any other gods and idols the world says are important, which pull us away from doing God's work. Simply doing what is right for others is what he calls us to. The God of the empty tomb, the God Joshua followed, weaves our lives together always, especially in the difficult times we will all face, for our good, for the good of others, and all for his glory. Shining moments, the best of our lives, serving God, serving others. As we close this out today, listen to the words of that song that we know well. It was played again last night and also played at the end of every March Madness moment. The ball is tipped and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you work, but now it shows one shining moment. It's all on the line. One shining moment there frozen in time. But time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best because inside you knew one shining moment. You reached deep inside. One shining moment, you knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart. Feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest. It's more than a race. And when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best because inside you knew one shining moment. You reach for the sky. One shining moment, you are willing to try. My friends, God always presents us with moments and opportunities to reach for those shining moments, to be all we can be for ourselves, yes, but always for others and for Him. Shining moment of our entire life to be all that He created us to be. And if we look around, we are always in the midst of another moment, another opportunity to shine, another shining moment to reach for the very best we can be, serving God. A life of shining moments for ourselves, for others, for His glory. That's the call on our lives today, tomorrow, and forever. Choose this day whom you will serve, Joshua said. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. I thank you for this time together today. I thank you for the reminder through a basketball tournament that you are always calling us to shining moments in our lives and setting them before us, opportunities to walk through. And Lord, might you make our entire life that you've created us to live a shining moment, full of opportunities, full of shining moments where we not only realize that they are for our good, but they are for the good of others, helping others to become all that you created them to be, helping others to have and find the shining moments in their life and to reach for them with you, going with us always. Thanks for loving us, Lord. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for all that you bring into our lives so that we might together create shining moments for others in the world around us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.